Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's good news in the fight against cancer. Researchers from Dartmouth say fewer years are being lost to that disease. Billions of dollars have been spent on cancer research and treatment, and yet the cancer mortality rate hasn't declined all that much compared to other diseases. This has some questioning whether we're winning the war on cancer. Well, yes, we are. In an article in the journal Clinical Oncology, the researchers say we've actually underestimated the progress because as people are living longer, they have more years in which they can develop cancer. They say cancer prevention, screening, and treatment has made a difference for many types of cancer. And now here's some news about the flu. Researchers from McGill University may have found a new way to help control it. They found an enzyme that is a key factor in resistance to the infection. This enzyme helps the lungs protect themselves from the flu by helping them resist tissue damage. Researchers say this opens new avenues for future drug development. And from Mayo Clinic, shoulder arthritis is very common for people with rheumatoid arthritis. They suffer pain and stiffness, and it can get so bad that every day tasks like brushing your teeth or pouring coffee become difficult. If medication and physical therapy aren't enough, shoulder replacement surgery may help. It improves motion and reduces pain for most patients. Here's Dr. John Sperling.
I think it's quite encouraging. I think that what we've learned from this study is that if people do develop significant pain in their shoulder due to arthritis associated with rheumatoid arthritis, that shoulder arthroplasty really is a predictable and reliable operation to help them improve their function as well as to gain pain relief. When we see patients with rheumatoid arthritis or arthritis in general of the shoulder, our preferred way to treat these patients first is non-operatively. Simple non-operative things at first. You can try medication, injection, physical therapy. Only when people have tried those things and failed and the pain they're having is significantly interfering with the quality of their life, only then do we think about the shoulder replacement surgery.
This study was in the Journal of Shoulder and Elbow Surgery. And finally, let's talk about type 2 diabetes. Researchers from Montreal have found a protein in muscle that may contribute to the development of type 2 diabetes. That protein could be helpful in predicting the risk of getting that disease. You see, the protein regulates energy in your cells, and they think that low levels of it may increase the likelihood of getting type 2 diabetes later in life. They say this info could be a good way to predict risk at a young age, and that drugs to increase the level of this protein may help prevent the onset of the disease. This study was published in the American Journal of Physiology. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.